Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you going, Brian?
I'm well, thanks. Now, we last talked in July of last year. Tell me, what's been happening in your music world since then?
In my music world, I have been writing a few more songs and I've been preparing to release this new single that's just come out now. I've been trying to do some shows and then obviously that hasn't really happened up until about now. I think I've got as many shows booked this month in that I have done the whole of last year. So things are definitely starting to kick off again, but it's been a slow ride.
I did read that your music is shaped not just by setbacks, but by your ability to bounce back and keep moving on.
Yes, that's true. Yes, I've had haven't had the best luck in life in the last little while. I had lost both my parents, my mum last year, actually in the middle of my... Yeah, it's okay. It's easier to talk about now than it was last year. But I just, yeah, things just keep happening. But it's I feel like I'm feeling good about this year, and it really had kind of made me question, you know, like what I wanted to do and like the risks I wanted to take and all those kind of things. And it's, yeah, I'm in a pretty good place now, and I'm very excited to kind of be... I'm writing my most, you know, vulnerable music, and I'm very excited to get that out there. I live in a little town of 88 people. I've been bitten by this music bug pretty hard, and if I could just write music and tour it around for the rest of my life and make a living, I'd genuinely be happy. And I think it's not only just, I guess, the mortality of my parents that's helped me come to that, but life is short and you may as well be happy.
Your new song called Used, what's it about?
I had a bit of a run-in, I guess, with a bit of a blast from the past a couple of years ago. Just it was only a phone call. It was very trivial. I think if people kind of knew the small amount of effort it takes for me to get a song out of something, they'd be surprised. But it, just a bit of an encounter, and I remember getting off the phone and I was just like, oh, I just feel like that was really one-sided. And, you know, sometimes people can dress things up a bit and make it feel pleasant, even if you need something. Like, if you need something, give me a call. I'm happy to help. But, yeah, and then I just kind of was reflecting on... I've had many, I suppose, instances in life with different kind of scenarios, whether it be professional or, you know, like in relationships and stuff. But basically, at the core of it, it's just about those icky kind of transactions where you just feel a bit used.
Sure. Thank you for talking. All the best.
Thanks for having me, Brian. Appreciate it.
Weave your way into someone's life like a dream, like a face they've seen on the street. Get involved like they've got no choices to be anything they think they can be. When you're done and you got what you wanted, say it was fun, don't need anything from it. Made me this way. I live a lie and I start in be sad not to have what you needed inside. Is that why you took mine? When you're done and you got what you wanted, say it was fun, don't need anything from it. Now you're gone and the pain is starting to bruise. Can't help but get the feeling I was used. Now you're gone and you took what you wanted. It was fun.